I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gardo's dropped the first game of the three-game set with the Yankees last night, and there was the interference, which I just... Yeah. If it's in foul territory, I get that it's interference. If it's in the stands, it can't be interference. It's just the dumbest thing in the world.
No, like, I agree with
that.
There's
just somebody being in the fans, in the stands.
Yeah, so it used to be by like spirit of the rule, it used to be just that, like exactly that. Like if it makes it into the stands, then that was, it doesn't matter how simple or how with ease the outfielder made it seem or appear, it was in the stands. That's up for grabs for everybody, and at that point it can't be interference. And I remember for the longest time it was like, if you reach directly over, that was the line of demarcation.
Which makes sense. If the fan reaches into play and breaks up a play, I have no problem.
And then they went overboard. They started calling it on plays that like the guys didn't even have a chance to make, but they wanted to make sure that the fans knew, like, hey, this wasn't good.
But I just don't. But here's the thing: like in home scenarios where you did this to aid your own your favorite team, I get it. A Yankees fan helped the Yankee last night. Like I still fundamentally do not understand.
He wasn't aware of that in the moment, though.
Like that. Like but I think my point is like. If you're thinking like we got to curb fans from doing this intentionally, why would a Yankees fan intentionally job a New York Yankee in the stands?
This is going back to Bartman. This is just he saw a ball and he went after ball and it just was that's just your natural human reaction there.
It's just dumb. It just pissed me off as well.
But the fan shouldn't have to be looking out for Aaron Judge barreling towards him in any sort of direction. Not when Judge is coming into his area of space.
One more time.
So, like, the fan shouldn't, if you're sitting there and you're eating your nachos and you're having a hot dog and a beer and you're hanging out, I shouldn't have to worry about Aaron Judge coming into my area of space, coming into my territory. Like, I got to, hey, foul ball's coming my way. You want me to pay attention as if I am a major league outfielder at all my surroundings? No, I'm eating a hot dog. I'm having nachos. I just want to reach up if the baseball comes and try to grab it.
Also, you should pay attention because if Aaron Judge doesn't get there quick enough, you're getting smacked in the face by a baseball.
You know what? So we went a couple weeks ago, we went to the Guardians game, and we were behind the dugout there, and I was like, this is insane that we didn't have nets up all around before.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's still kind of surprising to me that we don't have nets still all the way around the entire foul line to foul line, because I think we're trending in that direction. But it's wild. We used to go so many years with nothing there, and everyone was just kind of cool with it.
So the Guardians did get jobbed.
I don't want to pay that much attention during the game. I want to do other things.
On that call,
while watching the game,
it was the eighth inning. They really didn't do a whole lot in it. But
what did you think? Vogt should have made more of a case there. The one thing I was thinking about, and I'm not saying Vogt needed to get himself tossed in that moment, but I did think he just kind of laid down and accepted the result.
I don't think other than getting tossed, I don't know what he could have done. Like, they reviewed it.
Yeah, maybe he should have got tossed
because,
then.
Like, he can't then call up the guy in New York and scream at him, meaning, like, the umpire that they throw to. Can't do that.
Yeah, I felt like I wanted to see a scene there. He doesn't do that, but I felt like I wanted a scene.
Now, the biggest criticism Vogt actually got out of that game was putting Tanner Bibee out there for the seventh inning which then it kind of fell apart. Tanner gave up three earned runs, and that ended up being the difference. Did you have a problem with them sending him out there?
No, I did have a problem with no one warming up in the pen when they sent him out there, though. That I thought was misguided. I think about it. 92 pitches, leaving the sixth inning. He's got one inning at most left in him. You're not going really anything more than 110, and really 105 to 110 is probably your sweet spot to be able to get him out there. So you send him out there with the idea you got about 15 pitches to try to make this whole thing work. Once that first home run was allowed, that's when he should have been taken out of the game and done.
There's a part
now,
of me.
No, revisionist history is obviously on my side in that, and it's like, oh, and that's the obvious thing because then the follow-up home run happened. But, yeah, in that moment, that's what I at least have somebody up.
There's just a part of me that he's the ace. All right, so right now, he's been at points your most dominating pitcher, even though Gavin's kind of even that recently. Tanner thinks of himself as the ace. He's talked about it, how important it is that he, like, that's what he's striving to do. And the Guardians are trying to stretch out their starters a little bit more this year because now we're into year three of these guys. I thought the criticism missed the point. Like, guys, sometimes you make decisions, they don't work out. I have no problem with Tanner going out there for the seventh inning.
I don't know that. I mean, maybe people did because, again, you saw the result. But for myself, I had no problem because he was mowing people down at that point going out there for the seventh. It was not having anyone up when he started the seventh thing that I had the problem with.
So even if he had somebody up, I wouldn't mind if he let him pitch to the next batter. He's one of your two best pitchers. You're one of your two most talented pitchers. We're still in the learning spot with these guys. That's how you learn. You learn by going out there, trying to stretch yourself out, and you're going to make mistakes. You don't get to be a seven-inning guy by kind of running from the moment and I'll be honest with you, like, there are many games. Like, that moment, losing that game that way pisses me off so much less than think back to the lineup they had two Sundays ago when you had the Tigers on the ropes for a sweep, and you were like, eh, Scooble's on the bump, can't do it. Like, last night, like, that's the put them on the table, let's win this game and keep our ace out there, as opposed to, we're going to forfeit this game because of one of 162.
Yeah, again, I have no problem with him going out there for it. I thought that in that moment, after he gave up the first home run, I'm like, all right, I don't know that I need to see him stretch anything more out. Let's try to win this game. It's a one-run game at that point, and it's not like the bullpen has been taxed. They just had everyone had the day off yesterday. You got one of the best bullpens in baseball. Keep the lead to one, and then in the ninth inning, when they went ahead and did score that run, maybe it's a tie game instead of a 3-2 loss.
So, Zach Meisel was on with the Morning Boys today as we talk about Tanner Bibee. Should he have been out there for the seventh inning last night? You and I don't really have a problem with it.
No.
Even if the devil's in the details in the seventh inning there. Well, Zach talked about what the Guardians are leaning on this year to make the playoffs.
I think that's the strength for this team. I think that's their path. If they're going to chase down the Tigers, like, that's how they do it. Last year, it was a team that could rely on the bullpen. The offense was more consistent, and you just needed five innings out of your starter, whereas this year, I think, you're trying to get six or seven out of these guys because Williams, like, the stuff is there. We see it. Bibee, we know he can be a top-of-the-line pitcher. Luis Ortiz has shown flashes of being a really good pickup. And then you get Bieber back. We've never seen Bieber be anything but a really good pitcher. It's difficult for me to envision him coming back and, you know, having a 5 ERA and not throwing strikes. That's just, we've never seen that. So you have to think that he's going to be a pretty big lift for this rotation. If he is, then that's a really good group, and I think that's what you have to lean on to make the playoffs.
The only thing I would say in rebuttal is, are we sleeping a little bit on the fact that the bullpen's still really damn good? Like, there's a part of me that's like, well, the rotation is the strength of this team, and it's like, I think it absolutely has a chance to be one of the things that carries you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say the bullpen's still pretty darn good.
No, bullpen's going to matter a ton, and I think the bullpen still is the strength of the team.
I mean, I think they're 16th in baseball, and they've been better the last month.
In the last month, I looked this up the other day. In the last month, they've definitely been top 10. I can't remember. It was somewhere between 5 to 10 as far as ERA, and I thought it was 5, but I don't want to be misquoted here.
Now, the big picture thing is, that's probably the thing that upset me the most of the passing thing, where it's like, the rotation's just so-and-so. It's like, so you're just looking at the full year.
Well, I called him. No, the lineup was Swiss cheese.
The lineup was Swiss cheese, but he said the rotation's just...
He didn't say
just
nice things about the bullpen either. But
he just said the rotation's just okay.
Well, we had an ESPN last week, and this was not... that was not passing, but remember last week they went after the starting rotation as well, saying the starting rotation was 23rd in league ERA and has now been bottom 10 in two out of the last 3 years.
But I just look at this rotation and I'm like, if the health continues on here, you get Bieber back, Luis Ortiz is going to be your fourth starter.
Yeah, no question.
Like Logan Allen or Ciccone are going to be your fifth starter. I mean, they were confident enough the other day that they just skipped Logan's turn of the rotation altogether when they gave Ciccone the start and they brought him in as kind of a long man. I don't think people realize, like, I think we're back to, this is a pitching factory. They're really good at what they do, and they have more than enough starters to get through the season.
Yeah, more than enough. Like, it won't be last year when it felt like we were just searching and seeking out anybody, any live arm that the Guardians could to fill out those games and try to make it all work. And then the theory turned into, let's just get to the fifth inning or even past the fourth inning and throw the bullpen in there and let's let them do all the dirty work. Like, that won't be the case. Not nearly as much as people thought it would be, at least entering the season.
You couldn't get four solid innings at anybody but Matthew Boyd in the playoffs last year.
Right.
You're going to have three legit playoff starters, provided Bieber comes back, with your top three starters. And Gavin was healthy. Sorry, he was available, but that's not where it was last year. And you might be able to get something out of Ortiz. And I think Ciccone's got stuff that'll play in the bullpen in the postseason as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is a really good spot. If you can get the hitting you got last year and match it with this rotation and a top five bullpen, that's make a deep run in October kind of makeup of a team.
There's a lot about this team that they've yet to show us that I really do believe in. And I think that's the scary part about right now, is that there's a lot of this team that we just, at times, going to have to tell. But there's a lot about this team that you can get excited about over the next couple months.
216-474-0092. Will the Guardians need the rotation to become their biggest strength? I don't think they need to, because I think the bullpen's still really good. But if it becomes their greatest strength,
I mean, but they might end up having to change the conversation, where instead of it just being the bullpen, if you do have the 1-2-3 set up the way that we're talking about it right now, it might have to be like, oh, the pitching as a whole, instead of using that disclaimer, like the bullpen, the pitching as a whole is what's driving this team.
And I think that could make you really, really dangerous into the playoffs there. Jim in Medina, welcome to the show, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Nick. Hey, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, it's the first time I've talked to you since you moved from Knights.
Congratulations. Oh, what's up, Jim? Oh, thank you, Jim.
Yeah. You know, I saw something on Facebook at the beginning of the year how Ortiz wasn't supposed to be as good as his numbers show because he gives up a lot of hard hits, hard base hits or something. And you know, the statistics have gone too far. Let's just look at the ERA and the wins. You know what I mean?
Actually, I think they both matter, but I do think here's where I will agree with Jim. And Jim, we appreciate you on the call. It feels like there's a moving goalpost when you try and have an authentic baseball conversation, that before any of that, you have to agree on the agreed upon stats, because otherwise I'll quote ERA, strikeouts, innings pitched, wins, and you'll quote FIP, WHIP,
XFIP. I'm an XFIP guy instead of a FIP guy.
People have been saying that about
you. XFIP is park adjusted, and I know we're joking here, but that's true to me.
I still think there's a lot of, like, what you're seeing with Gavin Williams. I think next man's up is Luis. I think he's been very good this year. His WHIP is like 1.43. I still think that kid's going to be really good here.
Pirates fans were very upset when he left.
He's a 3-WAR pitcher last year.
Yeah,
on a team that was stink butt.
By the way, his XFIP, fantastic.
Been saying it for a while.
In case you need any verification, his XFIP's really good.
The NBA Finals is always a good time to put on our thinking caps about our own team. That's what we do in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. The NBA Finals, again, we said earlier today, it starts tomorrow. We'll see. I think everybody kind of has a Thunder and Five vibe going on. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but what's funny is my friends in the desert have been counting out the Pacers in every series that they've played so far. So it kind of feels like,
why start now? Why stop now?
Well, that might be the wrong idea, right? I mean, this is the most lopsided as far as the favorites going into it NBA Finals we've seen. So clearly people think this Thunder team, 68 wins, they've absolutely rolled through, with the exception of the Denver series. They rolled through the postseason. People want to put this into the pantheon of great NBA teams of all time. I'm not there, but people want to. And I think that's helping out the spread, at least what my buddies in Vegas thinks about it.
There is a part of me that I want the Pacers to win.
Just for that reason
the
alone.
The NBA crowned the Cavs about four times this year. And every time I had to be the guy that goes, they haven't won diddly squat yet. Don't crown them. Let them do it. Because one, it's a two-parter. One, you completely minimize how hard it is to win in the NBA if you crown somebody before they crown themselves. And two, when you minimize that, you lose all respect for the whole process. And oh, by the way, more teams get crowned and then failed than teams that get crowned and then crown themselves. So there's a part of me, that the troll part of me, the person that wants chaos, wants Pacers to win this series big.
Or more about the idea that if this was happening to the Cavs, you'd be livid about it. I just know you well enough to know that if this same thing was happening where you entered, again, the series against Cleveland, against us, we were heavy favorites. Even into game five, we were favored in that game. Like, it's still in every way, in every individual game, not only the series to start off, but then every individual game, we were the favorite. And then you fast forward to the series after that, and the same thing happened in that Knicks series. And like, if I'm a Pacers fan, I'm just livid. It's Rodney Dangerfield. I can't get no respect around here.
But the NBA Finals is a great place to put on your thinking cap if you're not in the NBA Finals. And I think so much of the heart of every question we've asked, all the big guests, we had John Fanta on yesterday, we asked him, we've had Fedor on, we've had every big name, Joe Varden, all the big names you can imagine, we've had on, and we've asked this question, or asked some question that pulls to this answer. Is change necessary for the Cavs? But what we really mean is change necessary for the Cavs to make the finals?
Yeah, and I just don't know, the way the NBA is set up right now, that this is the time that you need to feel like you got to shake it up. Now, I want them to. I've been very about the idea that if a trade happens, go ahead and do it. But I'm also on the other side, maybe the devil on my shoulder is like, well, wait a second. The East is pretty wide open. It doesn't feel like the way that this core four is set up, and even if the puzzles don't fit perfectly, do you need a perfectly fit puzzle to make it to the NBA Finals?
To make it to the Finals, no. To win the NBA Finals, yes.
And so maybe that's where there's a little bit of a push from Kobe Altman. Like, he's got to figure out what he has to do. Because if we're dividing it up, like, if you can make it to the NBA Finals without changing up anything, because you don't need to be perfect, but maybe to get past the Thunder or whoever comes out of the West, you'll need to. Like, are you happy if you're the Cavs, and you are looked at the same way the Pacers are going into this NBA Finals? If you're an Indian.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And like, you're just lucky to be there?
Not lucky to be there. An overwhelming underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you happy with that?
Well, to me, it's more...
If we fast forward next year and that's the result, you are an overwhelming underdog, but you did make it to the finals. Would Kobe Altman have been proved right or wrong if he stands pat?
Does anybody want to be the Yankees from the World Series last year?
You got destroyed. There's no debating that, but you still are in the World Series. Like there, I think there are some people that would...
Take just being there?
I'm going to use the word settle intentionally. Yes, there are people that would settle for that thinking.
I think to make the finals, I think you can go along as this and just hope you get lucky. And you change around the pieces and the benches and we'll see, right? Well, let's see if you can alter 6 through 8 and then we'll go from there.
See, because that feels almost like you're like the Raptors up against that KD team where it was like, yes, we're just waiting for a KD injury and but then a KD injury happened and now you're a world champion.
Yeah, but I think you're waiting for that just to get to the NBA finals. Like, you're going to need a Jaylen Brown tears his ACL just to get to the NBA Finals as currently constructed. But if we talk about to win, guys, they don't fit together. And I don't know why. I actually do know why. We love the team. We love the guys. We watched Darius for 6 or 7 years now. He is a guy who plays hard. He plays with a heart. And he's got incredible skill.
We've invested a lot of time into this
team.
Evan
Mobley, Jared Allen, Donovan Mitchell now. I mean, Donovan's a short timer compared to the core of this team. That being said, the number one thing that matters once you get past, like it used to be, do you have more talent than everyone else? That's the way the NBA operated for 20 years, 30 years, 40 damn years. And talent coagulated in these pools, and then came fit. The problem is the balance across the NBA. When I say the NBA, I'm talking about the top 12 teams of the NBA.
Right.
The balance is about as even as you can get, even with OKC looking like a potential super team. The balance is even as it's get, which all of a sudden that takes down the overall idea of talent, meaning just get a bunch of superstars and throw them out on the court together. And all of a sudden what rises is the importance of fit. And Donovan and Darius don't fit together. That's proven. Evan and Jarrett don't fit together. And then there's the bigger picture fit, which I've talked about, which is, do Darius Donovan and Evan fit together? Meaning, two ball dominant guards and a big who needs more touches.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's as clear as day. If you want to be more than a team that gets spanked in the second round of the playoffs, because they haven't been competitive, and I think that's important. If this was a 7-game series against Indiana, if last year, two straight, it's game 7. Teams lose game 7s. It's a coin flip, right? I can lose that way. I can't lose in a 5-game set again like this. And that calls for change. That calls for hard change. And that can be tough. And by the way, you can screw it up probably easier than you can get it right. But this is what good organizations done. Boston has done the same thing. Now, they don't have a core four. Their core two has stayed intact. We might get to a point this offseason where their core two isn't intact anymore. Like, if you want... They've consistently
changed across the NBA. Seems like it's almost it's just a foregone conclusion at this point. It seems like all these teams are changing as often as they can.
But they've consistently rearranged the deck chairs around their best players, and with Love, Darius and Donovan are superfluous. There's just too much overlap there, and I hate it because I want to keep watching both of them. I love watching them, but if that's the choice you have to make. You want to keep watching Darius and Donovan together and Evan and Jarrett together, or do you want to win a championship? That's the choice. And if the Cavs are like, you know what, we sell a lot of tickets, We are really enjoying winning 64 games in regular season, NBA, then God bless you.
And if the NBA is starting to feel a little bit more like Major League Baseball, where it's like you punch your ticket in and you have a chance,
yeah,
then they're just going to look like it as a, well, we need some breaks and a good roll of the proverbial dice in order to make this thing work.
216-474-0092. Is change necessary for the Cavs to make the finals? Maybe not. But change is necessary for the Cavs to win the finals. And there's never been a better time to change than right now. Don't believe me? Watch the NBA Finals. Watch the NBA Finals and tell me this Cavs team can compete in that NBA Finals, and you're going to have your darn answer. Robert Horry in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. Plenty to get to on today's show. Of course, we've got Dale Ryder coming up in just about 40 minutes. We'll get his take on Shador's dot. The throw, as we'll know it, and we're going to talk about it for the rest of time now. The big throw in OTAs from Shador Sanders, and the latest on the financing for the potential new stadium in Brook Park. But right now, we got the NBA Finals starting up. We're still wondering, what are the Cavs going to do to take that next step? And we got a guy who took that next step 6 times in the NBA. So we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on Hall of Famer to be. Didn't happen this year. Will happen. You know him as Big Shot Bob. Robert Horry joins us right now.
Yeah, Robert here, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props.
Robert, welcome to the show, man.
Man, that sounded very good coming out of my soon-to-be or will-be or whatever it was, man. So I appreciate the love.
We got so many different ways we can go here, including maybe just talking about the Cavs, because one of the biggest knocks in the Cavs each of the last years, 3 years in the playoffs when they've been eliminated, was toughness. And some of that's physical toughness, some of that's mental toughness. So I guess we'll start here. How do you get tougher if you're the Cavs?
You know what? I've said that so many times. I looked at this roster and I saw them ready to play in the playoffs. Oh, you got a hurt thumb. You got a turn angle. And you not playing? I was just shocked. And for me, it's going to have to, you know, even though you got a great head coach, you got to say, yo, man, you know, I remember when, you know, I covered the Lakers. It was a moment where AD was like, oh, I can't play today. And they were like, why? Because I sprained my pinky. What hand is it? Your left. Oh, you playing. And it starts with the teammates. You know, you got to look at that roster and be like, who on this team is going to step up and say, yo, no, you playing tonight? And I think that has to be Jared Allen, because I think he's the most respected guy on the team because he just plays hard each and every night. And it ain't always a top dog like Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland. I think Jared Allen has to be that one that steps for a Max Strus and say, yo, we got to play. Man. You hurt, you still got to play. And those guys sitting out, was it game 2 or game 3? Game 1? It hurt them because I thought the Cavaliers had the pedigree to win it all this year.
Yeah, in doing the autopsy of the season, we've just kind of wondered whether or not maybe it's just a lot of talent and the puzzle pieces don't all just fit together. Maybe that could be the problem. Do you see it that way, or do you feel like it's a good enough team, we should run it back and not even question just what a good regular season team it was?
Oh, man, I think you run it back. You might add another piece off the bench, you know, because that's when, you know, I thought when they got DeAndre Hunter, I said, oh, crap. They go into the finals because you got DeAndre coming off, and you got Ty Jerome, who played exceptionally well this year. You got the bench. You know, you got to get rid of some, you know, some dead weight over there. I'm not going to mention any name, but they got a lot of dead weight over there that's occupying space that shouldn't be there, and bring in some guys that, you know, perform. Because if you look at their roster, you got Jared Allen, you got Evan Mobley, you got guys that can erase your mistakes. And what I mean by that is when those guards press up on guards and they blow by you, where they going to go? They're going to go in there to where they're going to get their shot blocked. So this team is constructed where they should win a championship soon. They just got to keep it together and keep believing and don't blow it up, because this is a really good team.
Robert Horry on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we kind of come to Evan Mobley here, who took a step this year. Like, fans had gotten a little impatient, and this year you saw him. They ran some of the offense through him in the regular season. His numbers were up. He was the defensive player of the year, but there's still a question, can he be the best player on a championship team? I'm just curious, like, how do we get this? You know, he's going on, I think, year 5 this next year. How much more can you do if you're the Cavs to unlock more of Evan Mobley?
You know, here's the crazy part. It's up to Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. because they got the balls in their hand, you know, 98% of the time. You got to put Evan Mobley in a position to be successful. If you don't, if Evan Mobley doesn't bring the ball up and has an ability to create like Darius and Donovan, he's not going to be in a position to do what you want him to do. And I think sometimes we forget about that. You know, you need the point guard to put him in a position, or a guard to put him in a position to be effective. And when you said it yourself, when they used him, his numbers were up. So you got to use him. You know, that's like, you know, oh, I'm hungry and there's a bunch of food in the refrigerator, but you don't want to cook. And you're going to go hungry. They got to use the dude. And to me, that is the biggest key, because Donovan Mitchell has been known to go for his before he get everybody else involved. So you got to learn how to use and take advantage of the mismatches. And most of the nights, Mobley hasn't been a mismatch.
Do you think that's a problem with the Cavs? You mentioned Donovan maybe going and getting his before everyone else gets theirs. Do you think that's a problem, or something that with enough right pieces around him, it'll be fine?
I don't think it's a problem. I do think sometimes you need to, you know, take a back seat. And, you know, you think about, you know, Kobe Bryant took a back seat to Shaq all the time. I know it's two different type of players. I'm just talking about the dynamic of a great player sometimes has to take a back seat. And, you know, some nights you ain't got to put in that much work. Let Evan do work. Let Jared Allen do work. I know when I cover the Lakers. I remember when they came out here and played the Lakers, the leading scorer was Jared Allen, because he was just going for lobs and it was just dishing it. But it doesn't happen all the time. You got to make a conscious effort to make people go to work like Evan Mobley and make sure they take advantage of those mismatches.
Robert Horry on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So because you were part of so many championship teams, I just think it's really interesting to try and understand what the DNA of a championship team looks like. And especially now where we're having, you know, this is going to be the seventh straight new champion in a row. Is there anything that people get wrong or most wrong when they talk about building a title team?
Oh, they get a lot of things wrong. They come out and realize, oh, we happened last year, it's going to happen, you know, again the next year. And you don't, you go in the off season, you don't get better. You look at so many guys and you say, okay, what did they do in the off season? What did you come back? How did you improve your game? You know, let's take Kobe Bryant for 7 to 8 years. He came back and added something to his game. You take LeBron James, and he was like Hall of Famer, first ballot, you know, the unanimous guy. They always add something to the game. Now, if you look at Darius Garland, I'm taking him because I love the way he's played. He needs to get in the weight room this summer, get strong, even at a moment, to get stronger and come back so they don't get hurt as much, you know, because when you have that muscle on you, you don't get hurt as much. And you got to do things like this to get better. And if you watch how this team plays, they play very well together. And so you look at what Boston had, they just – you know, they fell in love with the three ball. They shot so many threes. And you go to the next team, Denver. Denver got rid of all their blue pieces because they felt like it wasn't important, because you said, well, we got Jokic. We got, you know, this guy who can carry us. It's glue pieces that mean so much to teams. And when you get rid of those glue pieces, they fall apart. You can go to Milwaukee when they all got hurt. And you have to be lucky, meaning that you got to stay healthy and you got to be consistent. And you just can't, you know, ignore a guy like a Max Schultz, a Dean Wade, or these guys on your team because you feel like they're not as important as, you know, Garland and Mitchell.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Those guys are so important because they hold the team together.
Jordan Ott got hired by the Suns today, and then Johnny Bryant has been rumored to be the new Knicks head coach. We'll see if that one actually does or doesn't happen. But Cavs fans are freaking out right now, Robert, and they're worried about all these great assistants we have going to other teams. I can tell that by the laugh, there's no need to worry, right?
There's no need to worry. You know, players don't give a crap sometimes about the assistant coaches. It was only there for a year anyway, right? So get on out of here. We didn't form a relationship enough. So, but yeah, I look at the way the coaching carousel is going right now, and I've always felt like, you know, certain coaches are great. You know, Kenny Atkins, I felt like he should have been a head coach again so many times. People believe in him. He's a motivator, you know, for him to lose, you know, if he loses two coaches in the offseason, think about it. Pop happened to pop all the time. He just brought in a new guy because there's so many assistant coaches out there and players that are former players that want to coach that can bend the ear of players and get them to listen because they believe in it. So now I just think Cleveland Cavaliers, they'll be all right.
Robert, was the Knicks firing of Tom Thibodeau, was that justified?
I don't think so. People are going to look and say, oh, they got beat by the Pacers. The Pacers won one less game than you. It wasn't like you was a one seed and there was an eight seed and they beat you. You know, Indiana Pacers was a hot team. They started playing really well. If you watch them, they played the best team basketball in the playoffs. They shared the ball better than anybody in the league. And you look at the way the Knicks played, you know, to me, I thought the way they played all year was a recipe for disaster. Just get a ball to Bronson and get out of the way. Oh, I can't score now. Let's use Town. You know, that whole offense needs to be reconstructed because you can't have a guy like Bridges who's so good sometimes, who can go out and all of a sudden he hits 10 buckets in a row and then Bronson comes back in the game. He doesn't touch the ball again. That's not winning basketball. You can't have one guy dominate the ball like that. It makes it not fun to play, and it makes it predictable.
You've played for some of the best coaches the NBA's ever seen. Do you feel like the NBA doesn't value the head coach position as much as maybe it used to?
I think the NBA doesn't allow the coaches to be as critical of players and more hands-on. Because now, you know, players now are so sensitive. If you get on to them, they think you're being mean to them, and I want out or I want you fired. And it's not the way. It's like you got to be stern in what you tell people because that's the only way you put a line. And I guarantee you, those guys that are sick, go home, you know, obviously they don't let their kids just run all over the house and do what they want to do, right? And so sometimes they get it confused at me. Strong love is not love, and that hurts a lot of these coaches. You look at Thibodeau. I thought you think about everywhere Tibbs went, he's been a winner. You know, he had to little run in with Jimmy Butler in Chicago, but he's still a winner, and you know he makes you toe the line. I think when a coach makes you be responsible for yourself and your teammates, a lot of guys don't want to do that.
Robert Horry on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The Lakers maybe made the trade of the century, getting Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis this last season. And so now we go into the offseason. LeBron is expected to pick up his team option or his player option there. What do the Lakers need to add around LeBron and Luka to get back in the title picture next year?
You know, they, of course, they need to be, and that's just so obvious, but they need to have the killer instinct. You know, you talk about, as a coach, first thing I'm coming in, if I'm the coach, if I'm JJ, I'm like, listen, all these antics, when you make threes and you don't get back on defense, stop. All this complaining to refs, stop. We're going to come out here with a new identity. We're going to come out here in business. Like, these logo threes, stop. And that's what, you know, that's the thing when you watch the Lakers play. They get into where, you know, you think it's showtime. They do a lot of things for show. No, dog, win a basketball game. Show me you can be competitive. Show me that you know how to kill a team and put them down and keep them down. And for me, that's my whole mindset coming into the new season. Get the big and get a killer instinct, because the Lakers do not have a killer instinct. There's so many times where they're up, and next thing you know, they're down. And you can't have that if you want to be successful.
Because you're so close to the Lakers, I got to ask, what'd you make of J.J. Redick's first year?
I gave him a C+. You know, I thought, you know, even though he finished third, I just thought it was a C+. It was a lot of things that, you know, as a head coach and trying to, you know, make your mark, that he should have listened to. You know, you got Scottie Brooks, former head coach, former coach of the year. You got Nate over there, former coach of the year. You listen to them more. You know, more minds in the pot make, you know, better results. And I just think that he could have did a little bit better. But, hey, it's a learning curve. You know, everybody expect the Lakers to always win, and they expect the best out of their coaches. But at the end of the day, I thought he didn't do anything better than all the other coaches before him.
Robert, really great stuff, man. Always love to catch up with you. Hope you enjoy the NBA Finals. Actually, real quick, I get 2 seconds. I promise. Quick answer. How do you think the Finals go?
OKC in 7. I think it's going to go 7. People are doubting the Pacers, so don't be shocked if the Pacers sneak up and win this thing.
All right. We love it. Robert, great stuff, buddy. And we appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Robert Horry on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Robert here, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props.
Is it as simple as Robert Horry says it for your Cleveland Cavaliers? We'll get to that in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.